Goeiedag luisteraars, baie welkom by ons program Ek en my kind hier op Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. Neville en ek is die aanbieders. Ek is Sura Swart en Neville, goeiedag.
Hallo Sura. Liewe luisteraars, baie welkom terug en het is altyd wonderlik om hierdie program te hê en ek hoop, jy sien ook uit elke donderdag aand 7:45 om hier te wees, om na my en Sura te kom luister en die interessante dinge wat ons baie graag met u wil deel. So, baie welkom by Ek en my kind, so skakel gerus in en luister met ons saam. Sê ook vir ons wat u dink van dit wat ons oor praat, nee. Die SMS nommer is 32716, dan gooi u vir ons 'n boodskap en dan sê u vir ons wat u dink van wat ons vanaand oor gepraat het en dalk ook wat u graag wil hê ons moet oor praat. So wees in bly in kontak. Liewe luisteraars, ons gesels vanaand met 'n baie spesiale gas en sy werk vir die Weskaap Onderwysdepartement. Nou, jy gaan miskien weet, ons het sulke mense, weke wat deur nie, maar ons het hulle. Dit is terapeutiese dienste. Terapeutiese dienste, nou klink het verskrikkelijk, ja, terapie, het klink nou soos sielkundige goed. Nee, maar dit is nie eintlik nie. Dit is, ons het vanaand vir Patricia Arendse en sy is die hoof van terapeutiese dienste in die Weskaap Onderwysdepartement en sy is 'n arbeidsterapeut, nou weet jy waarvan ek praat, is 'n arbeidsterapeut, maar terapeutiese dienste sluit ook in spelterapie, fisioterapie en spraakterapie. So ons het al daardie dienste. So ons wil baie graag vir haar aan u bekendstel. Patricia Arendse, baie welkom by Ek en my kind.
Hallo Neville en Sura, it's very nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So now you automatically realize, sy praat Engels, nee, so ons gaan die vraag so in Afrikaans vraag en dan gaan Patricia antwoord in Engels. Patricia, therapeutiese dienste in die WKOD is besig met 'n baie spesiale program nou, nee, en dit is om spel te bevorder binnen skole. Nou die vraag automatisch wat in jou kop is, nee, is, het ons nog tyd vir speel? Ons is so groot achterstand met die curriculum en ons wonder of die kinders in die volgende 3 jaar gaan inhaal wat hulle verloor het. En nou het julle program oor speel. Het ons tyd vir speel of praat ons nou oor iets anders wat ons baie graag vir luisteraars wil verduidelik rondom wat word bedoel met hierdie spelinisiatief wat julle na vore bring?
Well, let me start with a quote that says, kids don't need fancy toys or beautiful art projects. They need to get dirty, investigate and play. So, play is the main occupation of a child. Children play. You don't need to teach children how to play. You just need to create the space where they can. Because, you know, they investigate and learn through all their senses when they're playing. And they learn so many concepts that they need within the school. So numbers, they're counting, they see shapes, they see sizes, and even social skills. Because with play, it's turn-taking. It's asking questions. It's being polite. You know, and you get various ways. You get where a child plays alone, it's individual play. Then you get your group games. Mm-hmm. So that is where your social skill starts coming in. And I mean, you get board games, indigenous games, free play, structured play. So there's such a variety. And it just helps the children to express themselves because you are communicating. I think we all can remember playing house-house or school-school, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. So it's a lot of imaginary, but it's also your daily living. And that's where those social skills come. So as a therapist and in working in therapy services, we like to bring play into our sessions because the fun factor is a very big outcome in any session that you do with a child. So what we do is we present the session as play and the child doesn't actually know they're learning something in a sense because they're having so much fun. So for therapists, play is actually a very big part of what we do.
Nou, spel en speletjies, plaas eintlik jy, wat jy sê is dit is in die kindse wêreld, nee. Maar nou, wat jy nou kyk is die inbring van die spel binne in die klaskamer. En in die klaskamer is die opvoeder die beheerpersoon en die curriculum is die voertuig, nee. Watter voordele hou spel in vir die curriculum en die bevordering van die curriculum? Hoe is dit 'n opvoedkundige aanslag wat jy nou bevorder?
Okay, so working within WCED, as therapists we have quite a large caseload. Because there's not many of us that actually work in mainstream schools, I'll say. So we have to work we try individual, but we do lots of small group therapy, and then we also work collaboratively with the teacher in the classroom. So we weren't, when you are trained, you're not trained really to work within a classroom. So we've got to come up with many creative ways to provide preventative and stimulation programs for the children in the classes and in the schools. So what we do, we've taken this theme now of creating safe place spaces for learners, where we want to create a safe place within the communities where our children can play and have fun. So usually what happens is it's a space in your neighborhood where you just create a space where they can play and they can forget about the worries of the violence maybe happening or the unhappiness at home or even their academic struggles. So it's a space where they can play, just be, and be safe. So the idea is that the community then creates a safe space and you have play ambassadors. But because we are in our schools and are in education, so we want to create those space within our schools where the children can be safe. And then also with play, you know, it stimulates the brain to make connections between nerve cells. And so this helps a child when they develop gross motor skills, you know, like you're walking, you're jumping, your coordination, because that's all within the games you are playing. And it's also with your fine motor skills, your writing, manipulating of tools, you know, your pencil grasp, your scissors. So it's all brought in there. And then, like I said before, even your language skills, expressing your emotions, creativity, and social skills. So play helps to nurture the imagination and just give the child also a sense of adventure, you know. And through this, they can learn essentially skills such as problem solving, working with others, sharing, and much more. So the children learn about the world, about themselves, and they also learn they need to study work and relationships, and they do it with confidence. So that is what we want to bring about by creating a safe place for them to actually play within our schools.
Ons het nogal 'n gesprek gehad so 'n paar weke gelede oor trauma en trauma-informed care en dan trauma-informed classroom. So it sounds to me as if this is sort of linking to that.
Yes, definitely.
You mentioned something now, Patricia, that triggered you. You said that within the communities. So are we creating play spaces not just in schools, but in alternative spaces other than schools too?
Yes, that's actually the idea, is that you create a space. As I said, you need a play ambassador. A play ambassador is basically someone who just oversees the play activities and oversees where the space is. You don't direct the play. You're just creating a space. So it could be, because I know in one of our districts, a community center. It could be within your church. It's just that we are using school spaces now. Because that's where we're at.
Weet jy, jy sê nou belangrik ding, ons, altyd ons se boodskap wat ons predik hierdie program is, dat skool is nie beperk tot skool nie, dat daar groot gemeenskap insette moet wees, en dan sê ons altyd die kerke moet betrokke raak nie, dat ons asseblief hierdie ruimtes deel maak van 'n breë leergemeenskap. En ek dink wat jy nou hier sê is eintlik so belangrik, Patricia, dat die hele leergemeenskap is nie beperk tot die skool as 'n ruimte nie, maar tot die hele gemeenskap. En veral in tyd van COVID-19 is dat ons het as departement fokus ons baie op psigosociale ondersteuning, psychosocial support, nee. Veral in hierdie tye van COVID-19. Nou, spel is deel van die 12 menseregte, nee, van dat spel is een daarvan. Nou. En dit sê dit ook, every child has a right to play and enjoy their youth. Elke kind het reg om te kan speel. So dit is a basiese mensereg, kinderreg, dat 'n kind moet kan speel. Nou, hoe gaan word dit gedoen binne hierdie inisiatiewe wat julle nou graag wil bevorder?
Okay, if I can also just explain what it does within the body of the child and the brain, because it actually triggers and releases endorphins. Mm. So, and that's the body's natural feel-good chemical. And this promotes an overall sense of well-being and can temporarily relieve pain, and it improves brain function. So by allowing this and creating these play spaces, the learners are actually finding that freedom to just be and just play. So do something that comes natural. Mm. And within our communities, it's so needed for these children to be actually given that opportunity, you know, and just feel good about themselves. You know, there's no pressure when you're playing, just having fun.
En dis eintlik iets wat deel is van 'n kind se lewe, nê? Terwyl ons sê al hierdie stressors wat op die oomblik daar is rondom COVID en skole wat toemaak en mense wat siek raak en mense wat sterwe. Dis nie normale deel van 'n kind se lewe nie. Spel neem hulle weer terug na die normale deel van hulle lewe toe. Ja. En dit is waar wat jy sê, Neville. Ons kyk na baie verskillende in gemeenskappe, nê. Dis vir my interessant en ek dink dit maak dadelik nou hierdie deur oop. Want in ons gemeenskappe is daar baie klem op die hele ding van onderrig aan kinders en om kospakkies te gee en daai basiese versorging vir kinders te gee. Terwyl hier is nou 'n geleentheid ook vir ons gemeenskappe om kinders by mekaar te maak en sommer net vir hulle die geleentheid te gee om lekker te kan speel net weer, om net weer vry te kan voel en dit te kan doen wat deel is van hulle lewe regtig, nê. Die situasie wat ek dink ons net in sit, Patricia, is, jy praat nou van die skool. Ons het mos nou nie so baie terapeutiese dienste nie, nê. En dit moet ons nou ook vir die luisteraars sê, dat ons terapeutiese dienste is grootliks beperk tot ons spesiale skole. En dan doen hulle uitreik werk na die omliggende skole. Maar dit is ook maar baie beperk, want mense sou by 'n spesiale skool sê nou maar een arbeidsterapeut kry of een arbeid en fisioterapeut afhangende van die aard van daai spesiale skool en vir watter spesiale onderwysbehoefte die skool nou ingestel is. So ons het nie onbeperk nie. So ek kan my voorstel dat dit nie die terapeutiese dienste is wat daar binne in die klaskamer dit noodwendig sou kan doen nie. Hoe het julle gedink gaan julle dit in die breër onderwysprogram bekendstel?
Okay, so if I can just explain a bit of how we are in therapy services. So we only have 8 therapists that are in our different districts. So that's 1 therapist per district, and it's usually an occupational therapist or a speech and language therapist. And also the background to this is one of our district therapists went to a international toy library conference in 2019. And when she returned, she had so much excitement and ideas of what was spoken at that conference. And she sparked it in each of us, and we then took it back to our districts. And for myself, I took it back to head office and to, you know, speak with all my colleagues. And then we decided that we were going to adopt this, and it's a universal theme, where you create safe play spaces. And then in each district, we would then have different projects that we would do to create this time for play. And we also then decided we're going to promote World Play Day, which is on the 28th of May every year. And we will then do play activities with the teachers, with the learners, with the parents. So what we've done thus far is we've gone and in one district, we've actually painted playgrounds. So things almost like hopscotch that we've painted on the ground. They've gotten donations of paint. And therapists went in from our inclusive teams and they've painted corridors as well. So children can see different things along the corridors and do play games. We've had teaching of group games, making toys from waste. I love that one because I used to do it at my old school as well. We've had a toy drive. We're collecting toys and then donating it to a place in the community where children can play. Also, one district has made brochures or pamphlets where from simple things that you find, for instance, it's a top and a toothpick, and you make a little top that you can twirl. And it's pamphlets like that they've made, and we've sent it out. And it's a game that a parent and a child can make together and then play. And in one district, there's also been where they just had a play day with teachers, where teachers and their learners made toys, and then they could play. So, you know, just creating that, what is play, and just having fun and enjoying it.
How are teachers taking to this? I'm just thinking, when your therapist took this whole idea and you started painting corridors and you made little blokkies op die grond, hopscotch, nee, and with the numbers in, wat die ou speelikies is wat ons gespeel het toe ons nog kinders was. Nee. How are teachers taking to this initiative?
Well, they've taken very well to it, Devil. Mm. The idea also that someone is coming in and doing it for them. So it takes it off the school. But it's also when children have to change classes, maybe. They have to walk on these lines. So it creates also sort of discipline, in a sense, while having fun.
Yes. Okay.
So teachers have really taken in and what it looks like in the school, that the children can see it and they can be part of it. So they've taken very well to it. I mean, the one school where the teachers actually made toys. It was such a good exercise, and we shared all of it on our social media page just to show what teachers are actually doing, and even workshops that the therapists have been having with teachers. And they come and they want to discuss and, you know, take it back into the classroom with their children. So it's been taken well, yeah.
Patricia, ouers, die rol van ouers is eintlik baie belangrik in hierdie program. Teken oorwegend ouers, net om te kyk hoe hulle rol kan terugneem as ouers in die kinders se lewens. Hoe kan ouers deel vorm van raak van die program wat ek nou na luister en hoor dit is uiters belangrik. Wat sou jou raad wees vir ouers om deel te kan wees van die program?
Parents need to make time to play with their children. So it play helps connect family members. So when everyone in the family, we are always occupied with our own thing. We are all sitting on our cell phones or watching TV. Mm. But once you create that time to play, it actually brings the family bonds together. And you just have a good time because there's laughing, there's giggling, you know, and you're just enjoying it. And it doesn't have to always be a structured play where you plan. It can be just a spontaneous thing. Mm. But parents need to make time for it and say, you know, for 30 minutes a day, it will be me and my child's time. Whether it's outside playing, kicking the ball around, or whether it's just floor time inside the house, making a puzzle together. I mean, that's also play, building Lego together. But just make the time for that forming of social skills as well. Bond with your child. Your child is learning so many things just through that time. So it's very important that they make the space for it. What we've tried, because of lockdown, it's been very difficult to actually get all our projects going because you need a lot of face time, you know, with people. So what we've done, we've made lots of pamphlets, we've made videos, and we've put it on our social media page. And we've tried to make it in a way that parents can relate. So it's a quick video, but it's also a simple activity that you do, simple play activity that you can easily do within your home with your child, and it just forms that bond. And they're learning concepts as well and having fun. So that's what we're promoting with our parents, and it can help teachers as well.
Jy het nou net verwys na afvalmateriaal en goed wat ouers self kan doen. Want in die tyd is geld knap. Is baie knap. So wat is voorbeelde? Gee so 'n bietjie idees vir ouers. Wat is dit wat hulle by die huis speelgoed wat hulle sommer self kan maak, wat hulle kan gebruik?
Okay, we've had, like I said, the top where we had the just a bottle top and they took a toothpick. We suggested 3, so you can at least, each of you can have one maybe, and all you do is a toothpick in the bottle top, and you can twirl it. So it's a very simple
thing. It's a pull.
Yeah, that's the word. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can do that. So it's like a tool, a top. And then we've had, I think this one's a bit more complicated, but where they've used plastic bags and they've made skipping ropes. So you platter together, and the children play with it afterwards.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Ja, en so, so beperk ons dat, so my ook laat die plastiek sakke so die wereld vol lee en eintlik groot skade doen. Oeh, dis 'n oulike ding. So snij jy dit in reepies, en dan maak jy soos 'n vlegselkie, en dan maak het soos een lang tou aan mekaar.
Yes, and then they play with that. I know when I was a student, this is an old idea, but we used to take the wire hangers, and you want to play bat and ball, but you don't have it. So we took the wire hangers, and you bend it like in a square, and you take the old stockings, you know, old mummy stockings, and you put it over the wire hanger, and you actually make a ball from paper, so it's light.
You've got a racket.
And you got two rackets and you have a ball.
Yeah.
And I mean, it works. I did it all the time when I was at Oasis Visual School. We used to play like that. And it works. Or, the other one that also is very good is just having a balloon. There's volleyball. You can play with the balloon. There's trying to keep the balloon up just by blowing. It's just, there's so many ideas we've used. The pegs that you have, you know, to hang up your clothing, you can use that and take pieces of paper. Now, it can be any kind of scrap paper you've got. Roll it into balls. That's already an activity because you're doing fine motor. And then they just need to pick up the different colors if you want colors, or just count it off. You must pick up three and you use the peg to pick it up with. So it's a simple thing. You're using things in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yet, it's fun. You are playing, and you are learning concepts. And the children don't know that they are actually learning, because they're just having fun.
Yeah.
Patricia, are all schools included, or are we targeting certain schools initially, or what's the rollout plan for the department? You spoke about play ambassadors earlier. Now, if parents want to put up their hand to be such a play ambassador, do they go to any school and they would find it there? Or how will this be made known to schools?
Okay, at the moment, we have targeted mostly our full-service schools where our inclusive teams are working. So we are starting there with the therapists that are working in those schools. And then we're also trying to promote it in our special schools because that's where our therapists are. So basically, that's where we're at now. And we hope to roll it out further because we are planning training for our districts. We could take it to maybe more schools. But at the moment, because it's just us therapists doing it, we at certain schools within the district that we are doing it with right now. But we obviously hope to make it much bigger than that.
Maar iemand uit die gemeenskap wat nou so iets wil begin, kan na hulle naaste spesiale skool in daai gemeenskap gaan, met die terapeute gaan gesels, en dan gaan hulle vir hulle help om so iets in die gemeenskap tot stand te bring?
Yes, that would be a great idea. Yeah, we actually encourage that.
So die sister by die kerk kan 'n ding daar by die kerk begin in die kinderklub in die middag, en hulle neem al die idees van balletjies maak en tolle maak, en dan kan hulle dit doen as hulle wanneer kinders by mekaar, want baie keer weet jy nie altyd hoe speel jy met kinders, wat moet jy doen, moet jy nou vir hulle 'n movie kry of 'n ding nie, maar hier is waar jy praktiese dinge kan doen, en jy werk met hulle saam, en het leer ook vir hulle al die dinge wat 'n kind moet weet vir sy ontwikkeling, sy fyn motoriese vaardighede te ontwikkeling, sy groot spiere te kan ontwikkel. So liewe ouers, dit is 'n geleentheid, so gaan na jou naaste spesiale skool of jou voldiensskool in jou gemeenskap, of bel net die terapeut by die onderwysdepartement en vra luister waar kan jy betrokke raak, en dan sal hulle vir jou kan lê.
Daarmee het ons gekom aan die einde van ons program vanaand. Patricia, baie, baie dankie vir hierdie wonderlik verfrissende initiatief wat julle terapeute doen. Ek dink, dit bring sommer 'n ligtigheid in, nie, want almal is so bekommerd oor die curriculum en gaan ons kinders waakom, en wat jy eintlik kom sê is, daar's maklike maniere ook waarmee ons kinders se opleiding en opvoeding kan bevorder. En eintlik, as ons nou weer teruggaan na ons gesprek wat gegaan het oor die trauma en hoe dit in die pad staan dikwels dat kinders nie leer nie en dat dit baie keer is hoekom kinders ook die skool toe kom nie. Terwyl as daar binne in die skool dan 'n omgewing is wat 'n bietjie meer lig is en ons het dit binne in ons gemeenskap en ons het binne in ons huis, dan werk ons baie van daai trauma terug en help het ook kinders om te kan konsentreer binne in die klaskamer. So wonderlike gedagte en baie sterkte met julle werk.
Thank you so much, Surah and Neville. It was very nice to talk about this topic because we are very excited. I just want to encourage people, those that are on Facebook, please visit our page. It's the Western Cape Education Department Therapy Services. And we put all our videos, all our pamphlets on there. If you can't get it there, it's also on the WCDE portal because we post all the time. You can download it. We've tried to make it as simple as possible. And then just our hashtags are hashtag safe play spaces, learn through play, and play promotes inclusion. But thank you very much.
Liewe luister, op daardie positiewe noot wil ons vir sê baie dankie dat jy saam met ons luister en Patricia Arends, baie dankie vir jou deel aan die program vanaand. Totsiens.